Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Can I just say?
Say it.
Thank
say what you
heavens.
Want to say. Say what you want to say.
Say what you mean to say?
Yeah.
Thank the heavens they got this win today, man. I don't know. I've been that relieved to get a win in a hot minute.
Thank the heavens. It was a tough one, but I felt confident they were going to come back. You know that I felt confident they were going to come back.
No, okay. You putting something
couple
on
of
the
bucks
game.
On them, yeah.
You putting shekels on it is not confident. You're basically just trying to get some cash. That's an
yeah,
educated
I'm also,
wish.
I'm also not in the business of trying to lose cash.
Okay. All right, okay. You know what? Complaint withdrawn.
I said trying, by the way.
Trying.
Even though I do
really, it all started with a Bo Naylor home run in the bottom of the seventh. And then from there, run after run after run. And, you know, it's funny, man. Like, I thought Bibee actually looked pretty good early. And then, you know, right in that sixth innings, things started to get a little heated for him, and the end result is, I think it was 10 base runners in 5 innings and 5 earned, but I think this is the rare total offensive output game where Kwan got 2 hits and a walk. Jimenez got a big hit late in the game. You had Josh Naylor get 3 hits. I do think it was funny, though, his big hit that kind of helped continue the opening, the spot there for the Guardians. If you had judged it based off how he reacted and what he did with the bat, you would have thought Josh Naylor hit the ball 400 feet. It wasn't a shallow single, but it was on the shallower edge of the outfield where Josh Naylor got a single. But by the at bat, it looked like the man hit the ball to the moon and back.
It was a big hit.
Big win.
Blasted.
Big win. And
big weege.
And I think it's okay. Different thing. Different guy. I think it's okay to say this was a really important win without going overboard. I mean, it helps you have Pittsburgh coming in. Again, Pittsburgh's a nice team. They're not a great team. They're not as hot as the Royals are. So that there's some opportunity to claw back a couple games here as you retake the lead in the AL Central. But can I just, real quick here. Keith, which one do you want to hear me lose my mind about more? The it's over thing or the general thing that we do when the Guardians start to lose? Which is taking down, I don't know why I'm asking you while we're doing this on air. But go ahead, give me a tag.
Well, I mean, people thought it was over and now they are not going to say that anymore after today.
So
they would have doubled down had they lost today and gotten swept in the series. But now it's like, you can't come up tomorrow and say that.
Yeah, that's a really good place to start. I'm going to play Danny Cunningham, who I thought was fantastic today with Ken Carmen on the Morning Boys.
Morning Boys.
He had an opinion after yesterday's loss, which in fairness was three straight losses. Kansas City pulls even with you in the Central, which means Kansas City basically takes over the Central because of the tiebreaker. And he called time of death on the Guardians this morning at about 6:05.
Well, is it over?
Feels like it
you
right
feel
now.
Like it, you feel like it's over, huh, Danny?
Don't you feel that way?
No, I do not feel like it's over. It don't feel good. This is not a good feeling. I'm not in an advantaged position right now, but I don't think it's over.
To me, it feels like we are watching zombie baseball.
Oh,
again.
For the love of God.
That's what it feels
zombie.
Like. I'd love to be wrong about this. I would. I don't see how this team's going to bounce back from what they've been over the last month or so. I think Kansas City's going to win this division now.
So that doesn't mean it's over.
The Guardians.
I mean, it's over.
They will still make the playoffs as a wild card team because I think they can't squander a.
Well, wait a minute. Hold
on.
When you say, is it over? When you ask, is it over? I figure when you say, is it over? Are you out of the race altogether?
My hope of them going on a playoff run, of them winning the American League Central, is over. That's what I'm saying.
So let me just say everything that guy just said is BS. Now, I say that with the fact that I love Danny Cunningham. I really do. He's a great guy, and I love that he came with opinions today.
Man, you just gave him so many compliments,
yep.
and then you just attack him.
No, that's exactly what we do. That's exactly, because okay. Again, none of this is personal. But let's wake up here, guys. Like, I get it. None of this is comfortable. They're not playing their best baseball. I don't think they're playing their worst baseball, quite frankly, but they're highly inconsistent, and there are some real things here. But like the idea that just because Kansas City got it close, guys, Kansas City's a really good team. This is not a case. The Guardians are 18 games above 500. And we got people talking, and I know that since the All-Star break, I think this actually pulls them back to 500. But like, I know this is not how we want it to go. All right? And I think if you have doubt in your mind, that totally makes sense. But to declare it over is ridiculous. And I promise you, I had this on the docket to talk about today, whether they won or lost. Because today, I had said, if they get swept, panic probably is the right thing. But at the same point, guys, we're not even September. And it's a divisional race. Kansas City's really good. Minnesota is really good. This is not a case of the Guardians not being good. This is a case of the division is as loaded as I can ever remember it being. Usually, it's two teams. If you're lucky, the AL Central's two teams, and it's two teams that if you put them in other divisions, wouldn't be as good. That they part of the success of this division for a hot minute was the unbalanced schedule and playing 20 games a year against crappy teams when three of the teams or four of the teams in your division stunk. That's not the case now. The balanced schedule makes it really hard, a lot harder. It also, you're not playing as many games against other teams. But guys, I get it. But this is what a pennant race looks like. And if we're, what is it? Because I think they got one more series against Kansas City. I think it's like the second or third week of September. You get swept there or they take two or three from you and they take the lead, that's when you say it's over. And in fairness, Danny then went on to clarify, well, what he meant by it's over, it's all about the idea of, well, making a deep playoff run or...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, What happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Or honestly, the idea of winning the division. It is August 28th. What are we doing? I'm not saying any of this is comfortable. I'm not saying that I enjoyed the first three games of this series. I don't think anybody did. It was a colonoscopy, all right? Without anesthetic, all right? It's a couple bros broing out. It wasn't great. But just because it has not been great, just because there have been some struggles here, doesn't mean these guys can't play ball. And so are they playing the best baseball of the year? No, they did that for the first 77 games of the year. And since then, they've been roughly a 500 team that still can get it done. And here's the other thing. When somebody says it's over, that means that the Guardians can't play better. They can. All right? Your starting pitching can continue to move in the right direction. Your lineup can do what they did today, where everybody gave you hits, including the most important part of the lineup for this team, which is their top five hitters. Guys, there were not a lot of bad at-bats, 1 through 5 today. That's a good sign. And I know, listen, Scott Barlow drives me crazy. Hunter Gaddis has had his moment here recently. Eli Morgan, if you leave him in for 3 innings, I totally understand the downside of this, but there's a difference between saying, man, they got to play better, and saying it's over. There's a difference in saying, Quan, get your head out of your ass and give us better at-bats than saying it's over. It's okay to have concerns, but every single time the Guardians have a rough stretch, it is some condemnation on every single thing that's ever happened to Cleveland baseball. It turns into, well, the Dolans, man. Well, the front office. Guys, the front office made 3 moves. If you don't like them, that's cool. But they actually did make 3 moves. And by the way, one of them is kind of saving your ass right now with Matthew Boyd, the one none of us had any expectations for. So at some point, does Lane Thomas have to stop being Lemon Law Lane? You're damn right he does. At some point, can Alex Cobb get off the IL and give you 6 innings a night? Yep, he's going to need to. But it is August 28th. And every time this team, we don't do this. When the Browns hit the skids, nobody here goes, oh, it's a Haslam's, of course. When the Cavs got bounced down the second round, it wasn't about Dan Gilbert. But every single time, it's just because what it is, it's the same old grooves. The needle hits the grooves in the same spot. And I am all for talking baseball. So I don't want to discourage Danny or anybody else from talking baseball. But I do want this defeatist crap to go the way of the dodo because it is embarrassing. The Cleveland Guardians, yes, they've got problems right now. They also have solutions that are very much on the roster that were part of that great 77-game stretch to start the season. So I don't want to hear one more damn person say it's over until it's actually over. And this idea that we can judge whether the Guardians can win a World Series or win the division on August 28th, it is made up. It is fictitious. It is not real. It is not true. The Royals are playing their best baseball of the season. The pressure is they got to keep that up now through October and maybe early November. That's hard to play your best baseball of the season for 3 straight months, as we saw with the Guardians. The idea the Guardians can't get their mojo back or aren't on their way there or that this thing is over is embarrassing. And every time the Guardians have a rough stretch, we don't need to turn it into an indictment on Chernetti or the Dolans. Nope. The guys in that locker room are losing the damn games. Nope. Steven Vogt, with some of his decisions and maybe an unsteady hand, he's lost this game. At the same point, those same dudes are going to get you out of it. And it is just blaming somebody to blame somebody. The Guardians are going to be okay one way or another. It is not over. Yes, there are concerns, but let's cut this crap about it's over. Oh, was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? I just wanted to do an Animal House line there, but no, it's not over. There is more than enough time.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.